but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Oregon is traveling to Penn State, as we all know, for this big football game on Saturday. It'll be on NBC, 4:30 kickoff. It'll be up against Georgia, Alabama on ABC. Big college football weekend. Part of my aim on this show is to give people a flavor of what is Happy Valley like? What is a game in State College like? What is Beaver Stadium like? And so here to talk about it, my good friend Brian Capel, who is a designer, creative designer. How do we describe what you do? Because you have designed sneakers, you have designed sets, you have worked for the college football playoff. Brian, how do we describe what you do?
In the field, it's multidisciplinary. How about that?
All right, multidisciplinary. I like that. So he's a creative type. He used to live in the Portland metropolitan area. He went to college at Penn State. He is now living in Happy Valley. Now, if you can, and we're going to talk about the whiteout today, and I think you'll come back on Friday's show. You can talk more about maybe the city and the flavor of the city. But this is part one of our two-part interview. But can you give us an idea of where you're living and how crazy it is with Penn State involved, Penn State football involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So we ended up, you know, taking up roots from Beaverton and kind of came to State College itself. And it's a small town. I would almost say it's almost Eugene size. I mean, it's a smaller town, and it just has a lot of amenities because, you know, when you get over to the East Coast, you're 3 hours from everything, essentially. And so, you know, as I would imagine, any Duck fan who's flying in had choices of where to fly into, but knowing that there was going to be a 3.5-hour drive into State College, depending on where you land. And so it was a decision that we made when the kids grew up and took off, and we were like, all right, well, let's close the loop on my 27-year loop from our circle from Penn State graduating to coming out to Oregon, living the life out there, and then heading back this way.
All right, give us an idea. Like, okay, so if you land in Pittsburgh, you're what, a 3-hour drive to Happy Valley from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, because Pittsburgh Airport's kind of on the other side of the city. So, yeah, you're about 2:45 away from State College flying to Pittsburgh.
All right. You land in Harrisburg. It's more like 90 minutes. Is that maybe 2 hours?
Yep, 90 minutes. That's an easy one. If you're coming in on you know, day of the game, it's going to extend a little bit more because there's literally coming in from the east, coming in from the west. There's really like two roads. So, you know, one is a interstate quality and the other one is trying to get there. But yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. It'll test the wits a little bit.
And then help us out with Philadelphia, because I know, you know, you've got some family that are flying in. Are they flying into Philly from Pullman, or how does that work?
Yeah, so I've got my stepson's flying from Pullman through Seattle to Philadelphia. And so we'll be picking them up from Philly tomorrow. And then, you know, my daughter's coming up from Baltimore. So, you know, it's wow. Everything, like I said, 3.5-hour radius, you know, because you're flying to New York City, that's 3.5, depending on which airport you go into. You know, so you're close, but it's definitely a drive to get here type thing.
I want to drill down on what game day is like for Penn State. And I specifically want to talk about the whiteout, but let's first start with a normal game day. Nevada, you were at the Nevada game just a couple of weeks ago. You know, I saw some pictures you put on social media. What is game day like in Happy Valley?
It's something that I would say in all my travels, and, you know, it might be horribly jaded just because I'm also an alum, but game day here is just, it's every bit of, and like we were texting back and forth, and I think the way I said it was probably the way I'm going to stick with it, is it's kind of a love letter to college football and just football in America, is that people show up early. You know, when we go to our tailgate spot, we're out the door by 7 a.m., and that's for a noon kick. And then I think the 3:30 kick, we left at 7:30 a.m. So it's like the all of the fields around the stadium are filled with cars. The RV lots open on Thursday. People who come in wanting to get into the lots, the other RV lots early, actually park at all the Walmarts and Sam's Clubs just on the fringe of town. just to get in. So it's like it becomes a thing. And back in my day, on the intramural fields where I used to be a ref, we would close down Thursday night and there would be a line of RVs waiting to get into those spots because it's just, it's an event. It's the thing. And so it's really a fun thing to kind of be a part of if you're a college football fan, because there's so much going on. There's so many people who are just, you know, it's kind of like this great grand crescendo that starts in the morning and just kind of goes all the way up to the game time. And then it's just, it's, like I said, it's good theater. For any kind of football fan, it is, at its roots, it's great. It's a great place to watch a game.
Help us with the difference between a normal game, a regular Penn State home game, and a whiteout game.
So there's a amount of pride. And I think, you know, again, I'm going to say a lot of these things, and I'm sure listeners will probably go, yeah, well, that's with any college football, you know, fan base. But I think that there's a large amount of pride with the amount of noise that's generated through a whiteout environment. And, you know, that steeping happens early in the week where, you know, James Franklin's already kind of come out and said, this needs to be a one-of-a-kind type setting. The energy is going to be amazing. You know, there's a vested interest of every Penn State fan that's in that stadium to cause a delay a game, to cause, you know, a timeout. And they have it on the scoreboard that, you know, you cause this. So, you know, it's a very engaged fan base that kind of interacts with the actual, you know, football game itself, which makes it that much more fun. Like I said, event is the only way that I can kind of go back to it, because it's, you know, there's singing involved. The student section sings more than I sung when I was there, but it's like a full-on thing, and every kid knows the words, and everybody has, you know, the gestures down, the whole nine yards. And then, you know, just the fans are, you know, like good college football fans. They're smart fans. They know what's going on in the game. And so when it's third down and they're backed up, everybody's screaming. Everybody's screaming. From 90 years old to 9 months old, everybody's screaming, just trying to throw everybody off. So it's a great environment. And the whiteouts from when they first started to before the whole Fox gig started and all the big games started shifting to Big Noon, some of those night games that I went to on design assignments or just traveling back for them were some of the most exciting games that I think I've ever been to. And that's in all sport. And that's Super Bowls. That's, you know, World Series. That's everything that I've ever been to. You know, a Penn State, Ohio State whiteout that Penn State wins is just, it's spectacular.
The DJ, is it right? Do they have a DJ for the whiteout games, or is that all games?
That's all games. Like I said, it's one of those things that when I traveled back here a couple of years back with a client, you know, we were sitting actually up in the suites, which, you know, is great kind of on paper, but it's like you lose so much of the energy when you're sitting behind the glass in the suites.
Yes,
I know. But even then, you know, the people that we were sitting with, they were just like, I had no idea. I had no idea that it was this loud. I had no idea that the student section sang for everything. I had no idea that everybody was so engaged and that And, it, you know, it's funny because every stadium will say that it's the loudest stadium in the country. And I think that, you know, the size of Beaver Stadium is really, you don't realize how loud it actually is until you're in it. And that it's just like, holy cow. And being down on the field for when all that is directed at you, that's something else.
Brian Capel is a creative designer. He's worked for the sneaker companies. He's worked for the college football playoff. He's now living in State College, PA. Do you guys call it, like, give us, because, you know, when you're in Pittsburgh, I know my grandparents settled in suburban Pennsylvania. My grandmother always used to say yins instead of you guys. Yins coming over. Like, give us kind of the lexicon of that region and that area. You know, what? How do people refer to where they live? What do they call it? I have, you know, I keep calling it State College, PA or Happy Valley. What do the locals say?
It's Happy Valley. It's State College. And of course, campus itself has its own post office. And so on campus is actually University Park. Mm. So it's an interesting, you know, there's also the neighborhoods and stuff like that, which you get in any city. But it's really, everybody kind of refers to it affectionately as Happy Valley. And so I think that that's kind of how it works. But what's fascinating about it, being an outsider, because, you know, I grew up in New York and then coming down here for college, I had roommates that were from Pittsburgh. I had roommates that were from Philly. And there is, you know, this kind of interesting kind of cross section of which side of the state people are coming from. And then you've got the people that are from, you know, New York City, New Jersey, everything else, that kind of bring elements into town. And there's these, especially on the retail side, especially stores, but gas stations are kind of a big thing, that there's a divide between Cheetz and Wawa, which are two of the gas stations, and Wawa's in the Philly area, and Cheetz is from the Pittsburgh area. And so we're actually getting the first Wawa in town here, and people are losing their minds because everybody that has any kind of roots from Philadelphia are like, oh, Wawa's so much better. And so, you know, one of the big questions people ask is, you know, are you a Cheetz or a Wawa person?
Oh, wow.
So that's one thing we've had to kind of get used to, you know, so it's like, all right, well, there's only Cheetz here, and we've only been to Wawa, I think, maybe once or twice. So it's like, you know, we have to school up a little bit here so we can, you know, blend in with the locals.
Give us an idea, because 106,000 people, that's a lot of people. Is it a nightmare with congestion? Because, you know, you see 50,000 at Autzen Stadium or 34,000 at Reser Stadium, and you start to go, oh, the traffic's so bad, we all complain about it. But compare that when you have 106,000 people going into a college town.
Yeah, so it's interesting. And for this, it'll be interesting, too, because I know I've spoke with a lot of friends from Oregon who are coming out, and you are too, the drive-in, you know, and coming in on game day. With this one being a night game, it's going to be a lot better. The release afterwards, depending on the outcome of the game, if it's a blowout, you know, people will leave early. If it's, but people usually stay for the full duration, especially on something of this caliber. And, you know, again, you were talking top 10 matchup and everything. So people are going to, you know, stay in the seats. They do a good job of the traffic flow, because where people are kind of filtering into, it can be a challenge. But it's interesting from our house, now that we've, you know, done it three times, we get right on basically the highway that runs straight over to the stadium. It's the first exit off. And our parking lot where we tailgate is literally the first turn off. And so we are in probably in less than 15 minutes from our house. And then after the game, you know, because we stayed till the bitter end, everything like that, go to the car, we're home in 10 minutes. So for us, because we're, you know, it's a short jaunt, but if you're going through downtown, again, depending on the outcome, because people will be stumbling into the streets if it's a good one, going through downtown would be an absolute nightmare. But getting out of town, usually, if you're getting out in a wave that you've let a bunch of people go in front of you, you should be good to go.
Brian Capel is with us, giving us the local tour of Happy Valley. Look, you're going to be at this game. Can you remember back when you were a student? Did the whiteout stuff exist then, or has it ramped up, or when did this become a thing, and how much bigger is it now than maybe it once was?
So it was not a thing. That's how old I am. But it was, so we came back for Penn State and Notre Dame. And it was the first time that Notre Dame had played in State College in, I don't know, 20 some odd years or something like that. And that was technically a whiteout, but it didn't start as late as this one did. Like it was an odd kick time, but I also think it was the first game of the year. So it was still very much daylight when that one started. Now there were big night games. My freshman year was Ohio State for homecoming, and it was unseasonably warm for that one. And it was a 63-14 drumming of Ohio State, which they, you know, served back to us a couple times over. But, you know, that team went on to was undefeated, because it was the 94-95 Rose Bowl team against Oregon. But night games have always kind of held a special place, because they're technically, you know, I'd say probably a majority of the kick times are that noon kick. So it's the brisk mornings, and kind of, you know, you're done by 4 or 5 o'clock type thing. So the whiteouts, when they started kind of happening, when they kind of got branded as this great environment and everything like that, the university, that the team, the athletic department really started kind of investing in the overall experience. You know, so there's the kind of the kid kind of fan fest beforehand. There's all kinds of events that happen that take, you know, the normal kind of roll in of the player buses, the marching band coming in from their practice facility, that everybody kind of gets up for, because it's like, it's almost like this parade. Like I said, it's this slow burn crescendo up to the actual game itself. And on a whiteout day, it's just amplified that much more.
You got to pace yourself at the tailgate. That's the lesson here that we're getting. Can you give us a sense?
You ain't kidding.
Yeah. Can you give us a sense? Cause you've been to Autzen, you've been to Reser. Give us a sense of, is it even a comparison when you talk about 106,000 people in a whiteout?
So, you know, it's an interesting thing because, again, I lived in Oregon for 27 years. So it was, and I went to my share of games at Autzen, like you said, and also up to Seattle. And, you know, I've been to a lot of college football stadiums. And I think that you know, everybody has their loud times. And I think what it is that when you pour 106,000 in there and everybody's in kind of the same cadence, it's just, it's different. Like, it hits different. And then having everybody in white and, you know, bouncing at the same time and doing all these things, it's just a very different vibe. So, you know, I won't go into decibels and all this kind of stuff. And you know, I used to, in a snarky kind of way, I used to say, you know, Autzen's a cute stadium because it's 55,000. And when you fill a capacity, my guess is we'll probably throw 110 on Saturday because against Villanova, which is an in-state rival, we were at 109 is what they said.
109,000 people. That's crazy.
So, I mean, it could be two Autzens right on top of it. So it's like, it might not be as sharp of a loud, but boy, oh boy, like I said, everything of that focused at the field itself. It's something else. It'll make your ears ring.
Brian Capel, thank you. Hey, we're going to have you back on Friday. Talk more about the atmosphere and the difference between maybe a, you know, a Wednesday and a Friday in Happy Valley. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you bet.
109,000, 110,000. How big will the crowd be at Beaver Stadium on Saturday? Good stuff from BK, Brian Capel, who he won't say it, but I can say it now. Creative director, college football playoff. Every time you see like the CFP and all the VIP parties around the CFP, Brian Capel's got his fingerprints on all that stuff. He has designed sneakers at Nike. He has designed apparel and sneakers at Adidas. Even Steph Curry's mom reached out to BK after Steph Curry had that All-Star Game MVP performance and had Brian Capel do sort of this commemorative whiskey bottle that was etched with all the stats from the game. He has certainly taken this creative passion he has and this sports fandom that he has, and he has blended it into one thing. I find it interesting that he is right there in Happy Valley now. You know, as Penn State becomes an Adidas school, will BK become the Penn State guy, the designer, right there, boots on the ground? Fascinating stuff. All right, he'll be back on Friday. I'll try to get some flavor of, like, what the town feels like as it ramps up and becomes game day at Beaver Stadium, a whiteout game. What time is he going to the stadium anyway for what will be a 7:30 kickoff local time at Beaver Stadium right there in Happy Valley? And a 4:30 kickoff Pacific time, Oregon going head-to-head with the game on ABC, Oregon-Penn State on NBC. The SEC game on ABC is going to be Alabama and Georgia. I want you to leave it here. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT Radio Network. Great stuff.